Because he lives. Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscatton here, Christian Center Shreveport. Pray you're having a good day today. As we do our daily podcast, I'm going to revisit a dream from 9/11, many years ago, but I believe it's active right now. We must pray accordingly. So let's see what God's saying in this hour. We can face tomorrow, right? That's what we need right now as we go through these battles and this difficult time. Well, it's the second day of April 2024. I hope you received what we released yesterday. I thought that was a really important word for where we are in time and what God is saying right now. So we want to kind of build on that. I was having a conversation with some folks this past weekend, but it reminded me of an old dream. But then I remembered some other words that were released that tie it together. So I want to touch an old dream from 9/11, 2001, if you remember that encounter. And, you know, sometimes dreams are, first of all, dreams, you can't put time limits on them. You should never do that. You look at Scripture, the apostles, prophets in the Old Testament, many of their words were generations away from being fulfilled, but they needed to be released so that you had something to pray in. 70 years, Jeremiah says, Israel would return. Abraham has a word, 400 years of captivity. So time in the spirit is so much different than time in the natural. So let me revisit this dream from 9/11 and apply it to where we are today, because so many things are moving, so many moving pieces in the earth with the potential world war that's being it's been prophesied, but people were seeing in 2025 that the enemy wants to bring a world war. So we want to be cognizant of that and be in prayer to thwart any activity, any premature war. The enemy's always planning a world war. Okay, that's nothing unusual, but they try to get all the pieces in place to make that happen. Like I've been talking about it here for a long time, about all the players are on the field. Persia, Gog, Magog, etc. Like this last week, Russia moved ships into the Red Sea. So you have British ships there. You got American ships there. You have Russian ships there. You got Yemenis sending missiles toward Israel over the Red Sea. So now it gets to be very convoluted. Russia now also has outposts in Syria on the Israeli border. So there's a lot of players moving right now that we need to be alerted for. Don't forget to lift up Israel in this hour. There's a movement by the left. We talked about on our live stream yesterday to oust Prime Minister Netanyahu. They're waiting for this war to end. They can't really do anything right now because he's winning the war and bringing protection to Israel. So they want to be quiet right now, but they're starting to stir, raise up, and America's not helping because they're fueling that narrative that Israel's gone too far. That's one of the narratives that we're hearing around the world right now, is that it's excessive what Israel's doing. They don't understand. How do you call it excessive when for years and years now, thousands and thousands of rockets have been shot from Gaza? So Israel's shooting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of missiles and bombs at Gaza, but we're not remembering the thousands and thousands that were shot against Israel. So, you know, the narrative, you know what it's about. It's an antichrist spirit. It wants to attack covenant Israel, etc. So we're standing. Well, back to 9/11. The events happened that day. You remember the planes into the towers in New York City. So that night, I have a dream, and here's the dream. It was more than a dream, but I'm just going to call it a dream just for the sake. And in the dream, I see this world map on the floor of the Middle East, mainly Iraq, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, I should say. And I see this whole map there, and all of a sudden, I see a contingency of American leaders being pulled to this meeting. Colin Powell, Secretary of State, I think he was, or under President Bush Jr. And I saw President Bush, I saw all these people, and they were walking on this map, and they come to that region, and I see the Lord shows me Afghanistan, Iraq, this whole area, and he says they will have success in those states, those areas in war, somewhat some success, what I heard. Anyway, so I see President Bush standing there with his entourage of his leaders, and then this person. Now, I'm up above in this dream watching the dream. I'm like spying on this meeting. Didn't think I could be seen or anything. And all of a sudden, this being, this comes in. I don't know how to explain who this wasn't a person, but it was. I knew it to be a principality. That's what I knew it to be. Comes in the room, and I knew it to be Jezebel. Best way I can put it. Now, what was so interesting about this principality was it had the allure and the seduction of a woman, but it had the strength of a powerful man. So it was transgender, if you want to say that. It could cross into either gender. It wasn't one or the other. And it was beginning to speak to President Bush and trying to seduce him with strength. That's the best way I can put it. And this thing had clothing like a mantle or cloth on the front, whatever, and opens it up and bears these breasts and tries to seduce President Bush, and then also has a strength, and he is being seduced. He gets sucked into this thing. This being grabs him, starts kissing him mouth to mouth. I'm looking down. I thought, oh my gosh. And the spirit looks up and sees that I see it. And I said in the encounter, yes, I see you. I see what you're doing. And when this happened, President Bush gets put in handcuffs and is being pulled away. And the audible voice of the Lord comes in the dream and says those words. They will have some success in Afghanistan. They'll have some success in Iraq. But if they go against an Asian nation, surely, surely they will be defeated. And speaking of America, and that was the dream. I woke up, I was shocked by this encounter. Like I said, it was more than a dream. It was like I was there. Anyway, long story, don't have time to get into that. So I called one of my personal friends at that time, a very high-level prophet in the world, and I told him my dream, and he tells me that he had had a dream that night and that he was fighting Asians all night long, whether Chinese or what, he wasn't sure, but he said, I have machine guns, I was fighting them all night long. Now, that was so out of place for what had just happened. Now, we didn't know who was responsible for the 9/11 attacks at that time, but China or Asia was not part of the equation. It didn't make sense, especially in retrospect, because we find out Afghanistan and bin Laden, and it came out of Saudi Arabia, and Iraq, Iran, all those areas. And they were responsible for the attack. So where does Asia come into play? Well, it wasn't long after that President Bush names the axis of evil, and he names Afghanistan, et cetera. But he said the third part of the axis of evil was North Korea. Well, there's the Asia country and China, because you can't separate China from North Korea. And so then I knew, okay, our responsibility, we felt, for the rest of his tenure was that we pray that America never go to war against an Asian country. We just knew that was the warning. Because the first part of the dream said they'd have success, but if they went against, if there was an if, that was a wonderful insight during the encounter because they gave their connection. So now let me fast forward it. That's 2001. Well, that didn't happen. Thank God. The intercessors, because we activated intercessor, the other prophet I was talking to, he activated intercessors, and we prayed through the rest of his tenure that that wouldn't happen, and it didn't. Thank God. I think we found out later there was close calls. North Korea was engaged in trying to get nuclear information to the Middle East, things like that. So it could have happened. It didn't. Thank God. I think the prayer availed much. I really do believe that. Fast forward to December this last year, 23, Cindy Jacobs at Morningstar Ministry is given her prophetic word for 2024. And there was an encounter where I don't remember if she saw it or it happened the natural, I can't remember. She had the revelation afterwards that Putin was meeting with the prime minister or president of North Korea, Kim Jong, whatever his name is, and then also China's involved in all this. And she said there was a deal. The Lord showed there was a deal being made with them that they were promising that North Korea would be rewarded with South Korea, and that they would use North Korea as a staging point to do the nefarious acts or whatever they're going to do. Now, recently, as of yesterday, day before, one of Putin's longtime partners in the military and CIA and the KGB had openly stated to Task Network that if Russia continues in war the way it is and it keeps fighting, inevitably they will have to do a release a nuclear weapon on somebody or somewhere. That was an opinion, but of somebody who has the knowledge base and the connections to have some proof to what he just said. I'm not here to scare anybody. I'm here to encourage you to pray with me, because we stopped it last time. The intercessors did, not just me, but the intercessors did last time, and the intercessors can do this again. If we've ever prayed, let's pray right now. Let's pray this coming year, especially because the prophetic is 2025. I also had an encounter Sunday night where I felt the same spirit that I felt when COVID came. And I know this, we know that these organizations have planned a pandemic for next year as well. They're calling it a prediction, but they're planning it will happen. And so we know that's another plan of the enemy. Now, look, I love this, that the Lord is revealing the plans of the enemy. This goes along with Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce's word, which is the plans of the enemy are unraveling. How do they unravel? Through revelation. And those of us who are getting revelation must pull the strings of that fabric in order to start the unraveling of the plans of the enemy. This is Psalms 91, where we are in the midst of all this chaos and, you know, mayhem going on. We've got to understand that God is going to be for us. And it tells us in the Passion Translation, verse 5 of Psalm 91, you will never worry about the attack of demonic forces at night, nor have the fear of the spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by day or by night. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in time of disaster, when thousands and thousands are killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator at the wicked perished in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of the God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends his angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. That's our word right now. So we have to pray into this. We've got to pray that these plans of the enemy, as we just shared there about Russia and North Korea, China partnering together to launch evil from that platform, making deals behind the scenes, continue to pray that America doesn't go to war against an Asian country. Obviously, China, to me, is the most likely, but it could be anybody. You know, she, Cindy Jacobs also said they were promising Vietnam, most of that region of Asia is going to be promised because they're going to make this deal to use North Korea as the evil plot. Okay, so there we are. We're revisiting, but we're also bringing up-to-date revelation. So, Father, I pray right now, as I activate these warriors, these intercessors, that we're going to stay on the wall. We're not going to agree with the plans of the enemy. We're going to agree with the plans of heaven. We're going to be in the shadow of the God Most High, God Almighty. We're going to hide there. But Lord, we're going to uncover these plans and ask you to thwart them now. In the name of Yeshua, use this team to fight the good fight. God, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow. We'll keep releasing revelation. Well, welcome and thanks for listening each and every day here on this podcast. As you know, it's April and we are going to be heading into the feast season. So please follow us on our apps and on our Facebook, YouTube pages. Passover is coming up on the 22nd of April and we'll be celebrating it then. But also don't forget our first fruit offering. If you didn't hear our message about 3 weeks ago, go to our Sunday service and listen to that. So we release the principle of first fruits, and we'll be doing that offering here at the end of April. Okay, God bless you.